first thing we need to talk about is whether or not your business has a Google My Business page. If you don't know, Google My Business pages show up on search results for local businesses when customers searching for your products or services in the area that they live. Google My Business is a great tool to use for your local business. There you can have a website, you can have the directions to your business, you can show products that your business might sell, services that it provides, phone numbers people can call, and a bunch of other things like that. Besides the fact that Google My Business is free and easy to use, and it's a great way to interact with your customers, you can also understand how your business is showing up on search results and, more importantly, the map pack. The map pack is the suggestions that you see at the top of the search results that are closest to you, and that can be another totally different episode. More or less what Google is trying to do is they're trying to take some users away from the Facebook business pages and give them a way to interact with their customers for free, and something that can also be tied into Google search results, which is of course where most of us are getting our traffic from. One of the most important things on Google My Business, of course, is the reviews. There you can see reviews for your business, you can reply to the reviews, you can even sort the reviews to see which ones you have replied to and which ones you haven't. But one of the cool things that I like about the insights is that you can see how much traffic is coming from branded, or people typing in your exact business name, versus people that are actually finding your business by searching for products or services that you provide the local area. When you take this information and you put it all together with your Google Analytics and your website and your other social media interactions, you can really put together a nice marketing plan for the local area. Google My Business is also a great place that where you can set out quick updates for your business. Of course, we have the COVID-19 pandemic going on right now, and Google My Business had changed a few things for businesses, but you could temporarily close your business, change your hours if you are essential, but you didn't want to stay open your normal hours, and all these updates are updated right away on the search results, so that people that are wondering whether or not your business is actually open, they can see that immediately. One of the things that I get asked the most is how I get my business page to rank better than my competitor. My first answer is you have to be active on the Google My Business page. It doesn't matter if you're just responding to reviews, or you're updating it with photos, products, Google posts. You can put offers there, and things like that. It doesn't really matter as long as there's activity on that page. I'm going to say though that the most important activity on that Google My Business listing is your reviews. So definitely take the time to zone in on your reviews and reply to the customers leaving them, even if it's a positive review. A simple thank you for your review and hope to see you again type of response is something that should be the bare minimum. Some businesses don't have time to sit on the computer and double check their Google My Business information or for reviews, or they don't see the emails, and Google makes it very simple and has apps that you can download for your Android or your iPhone, and there you can actually set up messaging so you can communicate directly with your customers at the time that they are looking for your business or your services. Since the internet has changed so many things, a lot of people would prefer to know as much as possible about your business or products you have or services you provide before they even come into the actual business. That is where messaging comes in handy. People are very likely to send a quick message and ask about your hours, or if there's something on the menu for your restaurants, or if there's a certain product in stock at the hardware store. And once they know that, they're more likely to come in and purchase it, or at least browse around. So even if you aren't able to download that app and keep up with the messaging, it's very important to keep an eye on those emails. Some services out there even provide a way for messaging to go directly into your CRM, or even to your Facebook page or some other sort of chat service that you might use. So there's other ways around it if you don't want to have just another chat app on your phone to deal with your local business. If you're going to look up how to get your Google My Business page to really work in your favor, Google's definitely going to tell you to keep all the information up to date. And because they provide users with the ability to edit the information, make sure that those edits are correct, or dismiss the ones that are not correct so that the proper information is always on there. Filling out your profile 100% complete is very important as well, because Google gives you an opportunity to choose a category. Place your phone number, a link to a website, your hours that you're open, and your physical address. All of those things are very important for people that are searching for your business and want to be able to, you know, find it if it's close to them. Of course, you can't just go through and add all the categories you want, because Google will verify that they make sense for your business. And honestly, as we all know with Google SEO especially, if things just don't jive between the path that the customer is taking and the page they land on your website, Google's just not going to index you altogether. So it's not a benefit to you to try to fool the system. If you have people in your business that are kind of tech savvy or maybe on the computer a little bit more than you, you can also add managers and owners to your page so that you can share the responsibility for updates and making sure that everything is kind of neat and tight and all the information jives and the activity is up on that page, so that you're not taking the full bearing on your own. One of the cool things that Google does have for your business page is that you can create an ad directly from it. And of course, I usually try to keep everything as close to free as possible, at least in the beginning, because some businesses don't have a big marketing budget, especially small businesses in the local area, depending on the size of your city. So taking advantage of things like the Google My Business listing as a free resource is definitely on the top of the list. Let's say, for example, you have a small business that deals with tool rentals or something to that effect, and you have customers that come in to rent specific pieces of equipment, and when they bring it back and you talk to them about how everything went, and you might want to maybe ask them if you could share a picture of them returning the equipment or renting the equipment and posting that on your Google My Business page, just as a way for the customers to feel like a little bit more personal with you on your business page. Google has all sorts of statistics, of course, that go along with the using of the Google My Business listing, but about 40 to 50% of the businesses that share photos of their actual business in action are getting more requests for driving directions, and 30 or 40% more businesses are getting clicks to the website, just because it creates a warm customer just from seeing those photos of your business. If you take a closer look at the insights, you might actually see that if there's a lot of customers that are requesting directions to your store, that would give you an idea of maybe how far away they are coming from. And Google puts together a little map inside the insights that show you what kind of requests are coming in from each zip code around your area. And if that happens, you might realize that your customer base isn't just a 10-mile radius. And it also does help with creating ads in the future when you want to put a radius on them and you want to make sure that ad reaches everybody that has at least inquired about your business through Google search. Some of this information might seem over your head at first if you're not familiar with how Google works or how Google My Business can help your small business, but that's where I come in. I've been helping clients for the last few years now, especially with Google My Business, since Google's been adding more options to actually make the listing more useful for the businesses, and I'm just here to help guide them along the way, keep an eye on the listing, and post updates for them if they don't have the time to do it. So that's one of the things that my business, A1 Content Services, actually does for the local businesses. They do find that they're busy. They don't want to pay an hourly employee to sit there and make sure there's updates or photos and things like that taken of their business. And for a small fee each month, I go through and I can make sure all the information is up to date. I can respond to customer reviews. I can send messages where they belong and just make sure that everything is tied together nice and tight, so that the journey for the customer from Google search to the front door of their business is a smooth one. And once they get inside the business, they can do the rest. So if you're a local business in the Wisconsin area and you wanna see more about how I can help your business grow, or at least how to improve your online presence, you can visit my website at a1contentservices.com, or you can leave a comment on this podcast page, or reach out to me on Twitter, A1 Content there, and or on Facebook at A1 Content there as well. So hopefully there has been some tips inside of this little podcast episode that are helpful, and I hope that you're ready to take your small business to the next level.